You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice.
Morning. I love a bit of Moana and the Moa Hunters.
Always.
Like, just it's harking back to my West Coast, growing up on the West Coast in the 90s.
Hardcore.
And, wearing like matching a two-piece like culottes, waistcoat.
Oshkosh bagosh vibes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Gosh, how fabulous.
Hey, how are you, Alice? It's been a big old weekend.
I know, hasn't it?
I'm glad that we're talking theatre today. I feel like we all need a bit of art to, you know, lift our spirits at the moment.
We all need a bit of cognitive dissonance.
Would you like to introduce our wonderful guests
in
the studio?
We have got the beautiful, gorgeous, amazing team from Chick Habit, which is a show opening in the basement next Tuesday in the studio. Nunza and Louise, welcome to the show, actor, writer. We're going to start with the writing of the work. Now, you premiered your first work with Auckland Theatre Company back in 2021, was it? Was it 21?
Yeah.
This is your next work, so it's sort of like everyone's like that, that you have the sophomore. What's the one after the album that follows the...
The Scary Sophomore album?
The sophomore? Yeah. Would you count this as like your sophomore
Your Scary
album,
Sophomore record.
Theatre show in terms of what you've been, yeah, then as in your next show, or what does it feel like for you?
It feels cool. I think there's like a really cool team, and there's just like great people all around and great minds like thinking through and working through this work. So
hard.
Gorgeous. Talk to us about Chick Habit, the sort of intersection of like identity politics, music. Talk us through it.
So the story is kind of following Louise's character, Olivia, and she formerly had like a punk band with her like high school friends, and they've gone on to be a part of this like whisper pop duo that are like incredibly like successful, famous, and she's like still like stuck in this like shit town and like kind of this resentment has been building, and she kind of goes and confronts him, and the story of the play kind of follows that.
Gorgeous.
And, yeah, and then at the same time she's also being haunted by the ghost of her mother.
Casually.
We
nice.
We have a little haunted ghost mother moment. And is it something that you experienced yourself? Was that sort of, are you the protagonist? Are you that person?
No, it's all
you being haunted?
Yeah. Mother is alive and it's not about her.
And it's not, I promise you, it's not about
Sorry, it's not you.
So it was just something that, and a story that was living in you that you wanted to express in this way?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I think I just kind of wanted to make a story that was cool, and I was like, Asian punk band, that's cool.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Very cool.
But I kind of like that life after the punk band, and like kind of like what do you do after you've like reached your peak in your high school years?
Yeah. Yes.
Which is like obviously not true. I don't think anyone peaks in high school.
No.
I think
they're
like, no.
There's so much life. There's so much life after that.
Oh dear. Imagine if we did. I would be the clarinet playing music nerd of Christchurch Girls High School. Louise, let's talk to you about being in the show and working with this incredible cast. And you've got Nyan Lee directing you. What's it been like in the cast? What's the vibes been like?
It's so awesome. I mean, it's a small group of us, Namuna Amabat, Siobhan Grierson, Joe Lowe, Celine Dunn, and myself. And Nyan comes from a film background, and so she's got such a unique take on how to hold us in the space, her visions for how it visually looks, and then also the tones. So it's been so great to work. We also, all three of us, studied together, Siobhan, Namuna, and I.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
It's so nice. Like, we've seen the ugliest parts of each other and the most beautiful. So it's like, what is there left to burn through?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because you guys all studied at Toi Whakaari, and in a space like that, you know, do you sort of picture that your life after studying together might be doing a show together? Like, did you ever think that's possible?
I never thought about it specifically, but it's, I think it's really cool. Like, not a lot of Asian artists come out of drama school institutions, period, or are in the industry. So it's so cool that the three of us that graduated in the last 4 or 5 years get to work together.
That's so nice. Yeah. So
you've had your own work that you performed earlier this year, which was your solo work. What does it feel like to go into working with a cast, like a bigger cast, and having a director and a bigger team around you?
It's so nice just to have people that reflect back to you. There's also like so many new skills to pick up when you've got more people, learning more about music. There's live music in the show. There's learning about punk, learning about directing, producing, photography. Yeah.
Yeah, great. So there is live music in the show. Are you a punk lover? Are you a sort of like a closet or openly lover? Because I think punk, you know, in the evolution of punk and what it was and what it is now has changed so much, and the ways in which different communities have used punk or co-opted punk, it's not necessarily the kind of like skinhead fascists of the kind of 70s.
And actually the OG punks would argue that they were never skinhead fascists either.
Yeah,
so,
totally. Yeah. Especially for people
that
of colour.
Was a co-opting,
as well,
yeah.
Definitely. So what is it about punk for you that sort of lights a fire?
I don't know. Yeah,
it's cool.
It's cool. Yeah, basically.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it is, I guess, interesting to me in its feminist roots in like the 90s especially, and kind of like how that influence like Tumblr culture forward into like the 2010s, which is when I grew up as a teenager, and seeing that like life and like what that could influence for like women, girls, envy,
people
all over.
I mean, the work is an all Southeast or East Asian cast. What is that? What for you was that? Is that an intentional thing to write a work with, for, by? Like, what's your view there?
I guess I think it's just my life to be surrounded by other Asian people. I think it's like kind of hard to talk about representation when you're just, you are the,
you're just living it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just people around you who like live and breathe their everyday lives, and then sometimes you write a story about them.
Yes. Oh yeah, totally. And I think this is that thing of like, it's a choice if the white hegemony makes, it becomes a choice if it has to be a choice, right? But if it's just a part of your everyday life.
I'm like not being like, I have to create Asian work. I've got to. I'm just like, this is my friends. This is people I live with. Louise, listen to me now.
Louise, so you're opening on Tuesday, and I've heard that you've been in the studios like playing, there's drums, there's guitar, there's that kind of thing. What has been the mood in the lead up to the opening as you guys are putting this all together?
I think just constant fireplace mood is like the fire is always tended to. We play a lot of punk music, band practice, Monday to Friday.
Oh.
And so we start with, and it's so loud, drums, guitar, bass, punk singing, screaming.
Gorgeous.
And then we get into like just tracking the show, running the show, making sure the highs and the lows are there. So it's all on until next Tuesday.
I cannot wait. I'm coming to opening night. I'm so excited. I feel like I should... I was like, do I dress?
Dress punk.
I'll dress punk.
And bring earplugs as well, maybe? Protect your ears? Or, yeah. Mm,
yeah,
nice.
Okay, gorgeous, gorgeous. So opening on Tuesday, running for 5 nights. Chick Habit, striking poster image as well. Just really, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Nyan's work. I've seen her film work, but to see her theatre work, very, very exciting. Thank you both so much for coming to the show. Make sure you catch At the Basement next week. It's running only for the week. I think they have tickets are up to $30. Go online to basementtheatre.co.nz to catch it. Book now. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you, guys. Break a leg. We'll see you in the theatre.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton. That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.